Inclusion Festival is Inner West Council's free arts and cultural festival celebrating the International Day of People with Disability. In its ninth year, this year's festival will hold 15 creative events curated by people with disability across the Inner West. Racer's Edge caught up with a few of the creatives who are leading the event and also featuring their own creative process until the 14th of December. First up, I speak to Anella. She is a fabulous creative from her own small business, Harlem's. She's curating the Art and Craft Fair in the first week of the festival and one of the stall holders.
My name is Anella Latimer, and I am the chief sparkle bringer at Harlem Starlet. So I started the business back in 2017 when I was going through a transitional period in my life. And being someone with a disability, it is very hard to find employment. And I just kind of decided that I would start making some accessories and things for myself. And over time, we've diversified and we now make things like stickers and fans and really fun things. A lot of what I do is geared mainly towards the queer, neurodiverse and disabled communities.
How did you come to meet the people at Inclusion Festival?
It's funny. Caitlin actually emailed me and asked me if I'd like to have a stall at the Inclusion Festival. And when we started chatting on the phone and I was explaining to Caitlin that I have experience working in events and things from my previous life many, many years ago, we just kind of got to talking about different events that I've done and also friends that I have who are in a similar space. So I reached out to my, I sent out the bat signal, if you will, to some disabled creatives and friends of ours. And we now have them on board with us, which I'm really happy about because I love being able to support small businesses.
So let's start with your one, the arts and craft. What are we expecting from it, from that section of the festival?
We have some amazing people from an organization called Shining Arts who are coming into the space on the day and running free jelly print workshops. So they're for people of all ages. You can come along, sit, make a piece of art that you can take home and be proud of. We have some amazing disabled artists bringing along things like crochet items.
What is jelly print?
It's a printing technique that uses like a flexible printing plate. So you can layer different images onto the plate and then you roll it over with a paint roller and then you kind of stamp it onto a piece of paper or fabric. They're actually really cool. You should definitely come along on the day because it's going to be a fantastic day.
And then you said there's going to be crocheting as well. My gosh. So tell me more about that.
So we do actually have a crochet artist who is going to be there on the day who will be selling pieces and whatnot. But she is an absolutely incredible human. And I'm sure that if some people asked her for some tips on crocheting, she would be more than happy to help out. I know that she's bringing some pieces along, like cardigans along. She made fidget toys. So they're actually crocheted fidget toys, hats. I think she might actually have coasters. So it's December 6th at the Marrickville Pavilion, which is a part of the Marrickville Library and Pavilion Complex. It is such a gorgeous space. It's just fabulous. The best part about the space as someone with a disability is the fact that it is so accessible. So they have accessible parking underneath the building. They have lifts that go up into both the library and the pavilion area. There's ramps that go directly into the pavilion area from side streets as well. So it's almost like it was built with disabilities. So I love it.
You're curating it, Anella.
We have a lovely range of different makers and different organizations. So for example, we have Disability Pride Sydney coming along. So they were the people who originally bought Disability Pride to the Inner West. So I'm not sure if you know, but Inner West Council they were the first council in Australia to raise the Disability Pride flag.
I had no idea. No idea. That's so historical, Ben. Wow.
It stunned me. I was born and bred in the Inner West. I'm incredibly proud that this area has been so monumental for people that have disabilities. So Sydney Disability Pride will be there. They are an incredible group of humans who raise funds and put on programs for people and events for people around Sydney that celebrate just being disabled, celebrate people of all different abilities, and they really do look after the community. We've got KinHub coming along as well, who do some inclusive trauma-informed and neuroaffirming community programs specifically for young people and families. So they're a really lovely organization to be aligned with. They will have a stall there. They have a lot of their kids at the moment that do the programs, making some Christmas cards and Christmas ornaments and terrariums and things on the day. So, and all the money that they raise goes back into their programs as well.
I still have to buy my Christmas gifts, and I have to buy a few, so I might wait until then to see what you've got.
I definitely tried to curate who we had in the space so that there wasn't too much of the same thing, because I find that when you go to a lot of bigger markets, it can just be everything is the same. Everything that is coming to the Inclusion Arts and Crafts Festival is handmade. So it was all designed by someone who was there representing it. It was handmade by someone who was there, who's behind the tables. It's a really nice environment. And I always find that craft markets, it's really nice because you actually get to see the person who made it. You get to hear the stories about why they made it.
You must be really keen about doing stuff with your hands.
Yeah. I am. And that hasn't been without its challenges. So I have a physical disability and I also have chronic illness. Mm. And I'm one of the many people within the disability community who are self-employed. So a statistic that's something like 40% of disabled people are likely to be self-employed just because of the flexibility that it allows in their day to be able to attend medical appointments and things when they need to, but also just because of the stigma around being a disabled person in a mainstream office space or workspace. Quite often disabled people are unfairly discriminated against just because of employers may not think that they can do a job. Years ago, applying for a job at a supermarket where it was, I asked if I could, you know, just be behind the checkout and have a chair or something, and they kind of said to me, oh no, that's not possible, we don't do that. So it's those kind of things that, you know, that we face as disabled people as to why we sort of tend to be self-employed. But then also, you know, studies have shown that art therapy is immensely beneficial and also therapeutic to mental health, to people with physical disabilities and to people with chronic pain, because it actually gives them an outlet to focus on the energy on during flare-ups, which is why this event is so important, because it means that everyone who is there has lived experience and has probably created whatever you're seeing in front of you when it's been very hard for them to do it. I have recently been diagnosed with carpal tunnel in both of my hands. So working with my hands over the last year has been incredibly challenging, just waiting for treatments and treatment options and things like that to try and fix some of it has been quite arduous, because I'm a very impatient person. I like everything to happen now. But I think it's been really important to me to represent my community and the people around me. And I've made a lot of really amazing friends just from having, you know, market stalls in different places, and people will come up to me and they'll tell me their stories about being disabled, and they'll tell me their stories about, you know, how they're an artist, or they, you know, they want to get into art, or they want to get into jewelry making, or, you know, they draw, whatever it is. And I'm always really interested to hear about these things, because there's such a direct link between chronic pain and illness, and people want creative and almost using their pain as an outlet.
What is it that the general community usually gets wrong all the time about people with disability?
That we just can't do anything. I think a lot of people, when they meet me, are quite surprised to learn that I have a disability, despite the fact that I do have a physical disability and I do use visual walking aids. I think a lot of people just see disabled people as being not able to do anything, not able to kind of go anywhere. And quite often the case is that we just don't go places because they're not accessible for us. We struggle with things like accessibility into just bars and cafes and restaurants and things like that. I mean, I've had horrific instances where I've gone to a cafe and been told that I can't have my wheelie walker with me because, you know, it's in someone's way. And I'm like, you wouldn't say that to someone that has a pram. It's a similar item. It just feels quite discriminatory a lot of the time, which is why I think you know, people have this kind of this perception that maybe disabled people are like quite angry and they don't want to be a part of society, when really all we want is just to be included in everything and just treated like human beings.
What sort of things have really worked in the past and then now to the present that should be done more for the general community to make an effort to go deeper and understand about the lives of people with disability?
I think the main thing is that workplaces need to be able to have conversations with people that have lived experience. But using something like the NDIS as an example, a lot of people that are making decisions within the NDIS for people with disabilities don't actually have lived experience. It's an absolute battle. And I mean, I have this conversation every time I'm at an event, because I inevitably meet someone who has been knocked back by the NDIS time and time and time again. And obviously that's not what this conversation is about.
No, yeah.
It is a big part of why people with disabilities feel so downtrodden sometimes, because decisions on our medical ability and conversations around what we can and can't do for ourselves are being decided, or outcomes are being decided by people that don't have any lived experience, who have boxes that they need to tick, where there's magic words that need to be written into letters sent from doctors. And it's really, really hard. So, I mean, the first thing that we need to do as a society, and the thing is, you know, there's so many people that have not only visible disabilities, but also invisible disabilities, neurodivergence, who have a combination of all of the things. And so it's really hard to sort of say, oh, that person's disabled, because you can never tell these days if someone does actually have a disability or not. I've had conversations with people where they've been screamed at by someone who's been waiting to use a disabled toilet because they have viewed the person coming out of the bathroom as not having a disability, and yet that they'll have like a catheter bag attached to them that you can't see. So, I mean, there's a lot of discrimination, even just within the disabled community, about people that have disabilities and them not being visible.
How do you create hope each day when you get up, especially in relation to your craft and art?
I think just being very thankful in the fact that I get to do what I love every day. I don't take life too seriously. Anyone who knows me knows that I have a very dry sense of humor. I am very sarcastic. I don't, you know, I take everything with a grain of salt. And I think it's really important to be able to find the humor in some things. One of my favorite things to say to people is, if I fall over, because I fall over a lot, I'm like, if I fall over, just laugh at me and then help me up. And and most people, if they didn't know me, would be like, oh no, I would never laugh at someone who fell over. But I'm like, no, please do it, because if you don't do it, then I'll just cry. Mm-hmm. So it's finding the humor in what you can do, but also just finding your passion and wanting to make a difference in the world and make a difference in people's lives, however small that may be.
Anela Latima is the curator for the Art and Craft Fair at the Inclusion Festival, speaking to me there and ending that report.